My name is April Davies, and I'm an International Programs Manager at water.org. In public health, we refer to ways people can get sick as the Fs. So the problem comes when humans actually ingest feces. So if a community doesn't have latrines and people are just using the restroom anywhere, they're in danger of ingesting the feces that their neighbors are leaving for them on the ground or in a shallow pit. So the first one, one of the Fs is flies. Flies can land on the feces and then land on the food that people are eating. So that's one of them. The second one is fingers. You know, during the day, we all touch things that are kind of unsanitary, like the elevator button or a doorknob that all of our colleagues touch. But in other countries, that can be really dangerous, as people may not be washing their hands and may not be disposing of feces and other waste in the correct way. So another example to think of that is with children. They could be playing on the ground and there could be a lot of animal feces around. And maybe the parents don't wash the children's hand, or the kids pick up something and put it in their mouth and they're getting all of those germs from feces that are on their fingers. Another F is from food. Obviously, if the food isn't prepared correctly, or if there's unsanitary, not a lot of sanitation in the area and the flies are landing on the food, or people aren't washing their hands before they're preparing food, that can make people sick. And then another F is fomites. So that's inanimate objects that are touched. An example of that is if a household has, you know, they don't have a tap, so they have to store their drinking water they get from a well. And everyone in the family grabs a cup, the drinking cup, and dips it into the water bucket to get a drink of water. Well, maybe if there's not proper sanitation and the kids were just playing outside, then they might have a large amount of feces on their hands. And when they go to touch that cup and then dip it into the water, the feces that's on their hands actually goes into the water or onto the cup. And another one of the Fs is feet. So when children or adults aren't wearing shoes and there are parasite eggs in the soil, there's always a risk to get a helminth infection from walking around barefoot. So that's another example.